Listener Production.
G'day, with your latest local news, it's Courtney Thomas. Premier Stephen Miles is today touring a new mega solar farm just outside of Gladstone. It has constructions underway at the Aldoja Solar Farm, which will feature up to 820,000 solar modules with the capacity to produce 480 megawatts at its peak. We're told the project will be operational by mid-2026 and deliver up to 350 jobs during construction, as well as help Queensland achieve renewable energy targets. Meantime, the Premier is doubling down, saying Facebook and Instagram is propagating youth crime. Meta refutes those claims, though, saying that crime content gets taken down. But Stephen Miles says, once asked, the social media giant can take up to a year to remove problem posts.
That's a year that that video is sitting there, allowing that young person to boast about it. It's a year that that video is sitting there teaching other young people how to commit violent crimes against Queensland.
It's not just the Central Queensland region suffering from a scarcity of teachers. Queensland Teachers Union Vice President Leah Olsen says it's a global issue. She also says our teacher shortage is a product of chronic underfunding in state schools for more than a decade.
And every year we do see some resignations and retirements, of course, and that's what happens in any profession. But what's really crucial right now is that we keep the teachers and school leaders that we have.
A woman's pleaded guilty to manslaughter more than 3 years after killing her husband in central Queensland. Here's our reporter Rod McLeod with more details.
51-year-old Chris Catling died in hospital after he was found stabbed in the chest in a North Rockhampton home on March 22, 2021. His wife, Kerry Lee, pleaded not guilty to murder but guilty to manslaughter in court yesterday, and has been remanded in custody to be sentenced on April 23.
And just briefly, tenants will soon begin moving into six new factory-built modular homes after they were delivered to Gladstone via truck as part of the state government's Homes for Queenslanders plan.